All right, everybody, it's the Audi 84 Show live here in the Packy headquarters in Revere, Massachusetts. We have, as always, Adam DeMellet to the left of me. We are at the studio. We have the dogs. We have Susie. Baseball on TV. It's a Monday. You can tell it's a Monday because it's a shitty day for all of us.
It is.
So if everyone else is having a shitty day out there, please let us know out there on Facebook or if watching the show live. We'll be on for the next hour or so. And we'll be here to pleasure you erotically and ironically.
And verbally.
We have our favorite person watching, of course, the one and only Alex Wallace.
What's up, Alex?
AKA Fatty Maddie is Monaco. Are they the same person? 53 episodes in. We still do not know if they are the same person or not.
I'm starting to think it isn't, but it is a good mystery.
No, someday we'll find out. Someday.
If Maddie's good at holding a secret that long, then I would applaud him. I would say that's sticking to it.
Yeah.
Sticking to your story. That's why I don't think he could. I think he could go a couple weeks, but not this long.
No.
He's avoided us, though.
Yeah, Maddie's been dodging us. I don't know why. Did you say something to him?
Why would I say something
to him? He's been dodging all of us. We haven't seen him since he was supposed to put the pants on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, maybe he's going through some shit. We are older than him. Maybe he views us as lame. Maybe he's, we are quite older than him.
Maybe he thinks we're a bunch of old fucks.
Yeah, no, he's like, they're lame. I got my other friends.
He doesn't want to hang out with us anymore? We're not cool enough for Maddie? I see how it is. Thanks, Maddie. And Alex Wallace again says, I am not Fatty Maddie.
I don't think he is. Yeah, I don't. I did for a while. It got into my head that he might be.
And as always, Alex Wallace, you are invited over to the studio anytime you like. I know you live out there in Western Mass, but if you're ever in the area, we understand. And we are going to hire you as our private security if we ever go abroad, just in case, because he is a personal trainer, I guess, right? Or a private security guy, or something like that. Something of that nature. But he wants to know why Brock Lesnar re-signing with WWE is news on ESPN. Do you think that is certified news?
I do not follow WWE, unfortunately. So if Pledge Master was here, he could definitely answer that.
I was hoping Pledge Master would show up so we could talk about WrestleMania.
I know, right? I cannot get into it. I respect it. It's a huge draw. It's just not. I just can't. It's not my thing.
Now WrestleMania was yesterday.
That was huge.
Any information about it?
No, he shut you down though. I remember you were like, you come and he's like, it's WrestleMania day, and that was like, ended all text messages right there.
I was like, well, it's a little extreme.
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Where'd you go? Sit at home. Probably sat at home and just watched it.
Probably.
He has that subscription.
Yeah.
He gets.
I just can't. I mean,
do you know who won WrestleMania?
No idea. Alex could probably tell us.
I know it was in New Orleans.
Cool. I have no idea.
She's struggling.
Is it on?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ronda Rousey.
Are you serious?
Won WrestleMania?
That is.
No, she didn't win WrestleMania, but she won the tag team championship. I heard all of this on the radio.
That's not what I'm asking. I don't care about the women's pot of WWE.
Is there a definitive winner, though?
She beat Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
In a rehearsed.
Yeah, she didn't really beat him.
On her shoulders. Even if it is rehearsed and it's all planned out.
No. Rephrase yourself.
Even though it is.
Okay.
She doesn't deserve to win. That's bullshit.
Right, I want to make sure you don't believe that stuff's real.
No, I don't.
It's going to base the whole marriage.
It is rehearsed and it's all planned out and it's all part of a scheme. The fact that she did pick up a man and put him on her shoulders. A big man.
Well, they have help. There's things within the ground.
But that doesn't make anything. You could put me on your shoulders.
It does require obviously some strength, yes. But there is aids that actually give you a little bit of an edge to lifting. Like there are springs under the aid. Not that kind of aids.
You get the aids
that help you lift somebody a little bit better. You know, it gives a little bit of an edge. But yes, you do have to have the strength. It's under the boards.
Under
the ring. You know,
that's true.
It's like a little bit of a spring there.
Yeah, there's a little spring loaded.
But it's, you know.
So you can like.
You get a good bounce. Yeah.
I'm trying to Google it, Alex Wallace. Alex Wallace doesn't know who won WrestleMania. I'm trying to Google it, but I have 900 things going on here. It's sucking up my bandwidth.
You get a good bounce, you know.
Nice bounce. Why wouldn't you just tell me who won? Why is it like thrust. Teasing me here?
Because I don't think it's that simple. I think there's a bunch of shit going on.
Yeah.
This is great.
Oh, someone's here.
Artie and Adam try to figure out WrestleMania. We can make a whole episode out of this because I don't understand it.
Maybe Doubleback knows. Doubleback, who won WrestleMania yesterday?
No one?
He doesn't know. He's just guessing.
I watched some of it last night.
Brock
Lesnar.
Brock Holt?
Ronda Rousey won.
Yeah, see, it's a bunch of shit.
So I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Wash machine's broken.
Yes.
I heard.
I dropped all my clothes in the elevator just now.
Nice.
Well, what a day.
It's probably like picked up dog poop in there. That's great.
All right, so if anyone knows who won WrestleMania, we don't know. It sounds, I guess it wasn't that important because I didn't hear it anyway.
Undertaker came back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I got to see when the Undertaker got defeated.
Oh.
The last time it was in New Orleans.
Here's the thing. Do you know the average life of a wrestler is? It's like 44.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so his, they got to have Undertaker win because he's going to be dead in a couple of years.
It makes me appreciate Hulk Hogan even more, though. How is he? How old is he? He's got to be in his mid-60s.
Well, he's getting all that young pussy.
But he's definitely past his prime in terms of living for a wrestler.
I don't know if his dick still works after all those steroids.
Remember when he did destroy, was it Gawker? That used to be a website, and then he won a trial and practically bankrupted them because of a video that leaked.
Yes, he was banging Bubba the Love Sponge.
His wife, yeah.
His wife.
Yes, yeah.
And he was hung like a fucking Pringles can. And he was destroying her on the hidden camera they had in the room. But because it was filmed without his consent and released, he sued the shit out of him and won.
And won. And it's funny that Gawker didn't try to give a very generous settlement.
Yeah.
Because
they don't think they thought he was going to win.
I don't know why they wouldn't think that. I mean, their argument was that, like, it's a public, you know, when you're doing something like that and he's a person that the public knows. So putting that out there isn't bad. No, it doesn't matter who you are, you idiots.
Yeah. Like, it was Brock Lesnar, by the way. Thank you, Alex Wallace. I guess we figured that out. We're trying to, there's too many winners. We don't know. Yeah. Well, Hulk Hogan, here's the weird thing. He dates a girl that looks like his daughter.
Yeah, that was weird.
Right? The son is in jail for killing someone.
Yeah, like a car racing thing, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, the fucked up part was he got pulled over for going 120 miles per hour, and then he decided he was going to go 120 miles per hour again, and then go across the highway and kill someone.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Was he crying, too? I think I remember him crying in jail.
Maybe. He's probably getting plowed right now by some guy named Bubba in cell block D, tearing his asshole limb to limb.
Oh, boy.
You know? He's like, Hulk Hogan's not going to help him now.
No, definitely not.
You know?
Hulkmania is not going anywhere near there.
That's commitment, though. He bleaches his hair all the time. Like, no wonder he's bald in the middle, right? He has to wear the bandana because he has a big, giant hush shoe up there.
He took the Bret Michaels route.
Yeah.
Just like Bret Michaels.
Yeah. At that point, just shave it or wear a cowboy hat. Don't wear the bandana. Nothing looks more douchey than a grown man wearing a bandana.
That's very true.
Speaking of cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Remember that picture I took of you yesterday in
Mexico
City.
Fine picture.
Share it with everybody.
Oh,
please do.
What? Totally forgot.
There was a cowboy hat at Party City that said groom. Yeah, ready for the hoedown. We're gonna have the wedding. We're gonna have a bull. We're gonna release a real bull into the wedding reception. And we're gonna take turns riding it.
Are we gonna put pit bull there? We're gonna send Timber.
He won't stop. We'll stop the party. I can tell you that much.
Did you see? He did a. Pitbull did a speech at a real estate convention.
Really?
Yeah. And he talked
about... Who the fuck would buy real estate from Pitbull?
And he talked about...
I wouldn't buy Girl Scout cookies from Pitbull.
I wouldn't either. And he really is... I don't know how a person like him...
A douche?
...gets famous. You're ugly, and you can't dance, and you can't sing.
But he just fist pumps and bites his lip.
They were talking about that on the radio today, too.
And he rhymes the same words. With the same words.
Yeah.
Which is not called rhyming at all. It's just saying the same word over and over again. So that doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
You can't rhyme potty with potty.
No, you can't.
It doesn't work that way. That's not... Someone should tell Pitbull that's not how what the fuck it's called? Rhyming and song composure is done, you know? What the fuck?
He sounded like Ray Lewis. It reminded me of Ray Lewis, with some of the shit he was saying.
I wish we had a clip of... What the hell did he say? Like, what were some of the examples? I'm curious what the...
I'm trying to put this together in my head. I was actually laughing really, really hard. I was like, crying in my car. It's been a long time since I've laughed this hard listening to TNR.
Yeah.
And they were playing some of the clips.
Some of those douchebags.
But he was talking about how there's hidden meanings in his songs.
Yeah.
And Rich was like, oh, really? And they're, like, playing some of his songs where he's talking about mother ass like a donkey and, like...
Mother ass like a donkey.
and
stupid fucking line.
I'm trying to remember one of the quotes he said. It was like, you know, our parents... Oh, yeah, yeah. Our parents tell us to hear things, but like when they do that, it just goes through in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Right? But you have to listen, because when you listen, you understand, because when you scramble up the words, it spells silent.
Yeah. Makes no sense. Sue, can you make a favor? Can you just turn the mic off if you need it? Thanks. You can talk. You can use it, but if you're not, when you're holding it, all you can hear is the rattling noise of the microphone. Huh. We're good now, though. But if you, you can use it, just turn it on. Turn it off when you're done. Amateurs.
It's all right.
It sounded like someone was blowing through a bottle cap. Like that's like.
Okay.
That's all I could hear. That was all I was hearing because of the vibration. Mother got an ass like a donkey. Donkey.
The biggest room is a room for improvement.
What's the one? We're going down.
Oh, man. I'm going timber. Timber. I hope you move. Yeah. Actually, I kind of like that song. That song is a good little with Kesha. That song's not bad.
I mean,
actually.
It is, but it's like it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it doesn't. But it has a nice little. I could get grooved to that.
So where was he selling these?
I have no idea. It was part of a convention. And I mean, let's face it. I mean, probably owns property and stuff.
One of your favorite Pitbull songs? Yeah.
Oh, well, you gotta go Fireball, right? Right. Fireball.
That's Fireball available.
It's a real deep song. Has lots of hidden meaning.
They know what they did. They fucking. I went on his website and they. Oh, there it is, right there. They split up his songs by his albums. I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't either.
So no, the first. This is the first few lines of his song right here. Mr. Worldwide to Infinity. You know the roof on fire, okay?
That's it.
We go boogie oogie oogie jiggle woogie and dance.
Boogie oogie oogie
like
jiggle,
the roof
dance.
On
like
fire. Roof so fire. There you go. So
this is it. That's it. Yeah.
You fucked up the first time. You just rhymed fire with fire. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
I don't know who taught you how to write songs, but you don't do that. You know?
He rhymes Kodak with Kodak at
yes.
one point too.
We're gonna drink some drinks and take some shots until we fall out. Like the roof on fire. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but
we're gonna drink like the roof's on fire.
There's hidden meaning already.
Yeah,
there's some hidden meaning behind.
Oh,
that.
Maybe what's the hidden meaning for us? Now, baby, get your booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Yeah,
I thought the roof was already on fire.
It's a pyro. It's a pyro
yeah.
child.
Now, yeah,
it's
now
like fires.
Now she's an arsonist. Not
an arsonist. Yes.
Well, then it goes, I saw, I came, I conquered, or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came. That's an innuendo that he had.
It
he,
is.
He blew a load of semen.
Yes.
Because he came, that's what he said at the end. You know, he saw
did.
It,
he
then
saw
he
it
conquered
coming.
Her.
Conquered it.
And then he came in her. I'm doubting he used a rubber.
Wow.
If he's anything like Pledge Master.
You just blew my mind, buddy.
We say the chinko on fire, and now he no liar. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it, you know what? It's because we're not intelligent enough. We can't figure it out. That's what it is. It's so beyond us.
Get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shade. I gave Susie a little pat upon her booty. Oh, I didn't know Susie was involved.
I know, right? Is that really, really says?
That's what it says. And she turned around and said, walk this way.
Oh my God.
And he always plays, brags about being born in the 305. The 305.
Is that Florida thing?
That is a Southeast Florida area code.
I figured.
Primarily in Miami.
Yeah.
The 305. I hate when people brag about their area codes.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's nothing more, because no one's bad about an area code. There's always, major cities have sub-area codes.
Yeah.
So, like, you have, like, you know, the 305, but then you have, like, the 617.
I miss being part of the 617.
I do, too.
Are you the 781?
I am the 781.
You're the 781, too?
Worse is if you're the 339.
Where is that? I don't even know.
339 is a subdivision of the 781. So, like, cell phones for 781 are usually 339.
Mine is 7. Well, I've had the same number since
ones.
Middle school. Yeah, that's probably why.
978 was the old 508. But remember, you used to be a long distance phone call to call a 508 from the 617.
That's true. But remember, when you used to even use the area code when you called somebody. It would be just like
as long as you're in your area code.
Yeah,
you
didn't even need to do it.
Those are the good old days. You know, you can still do that in Vermont, New Hampshire, in Rhode Island.
I didn't know that.
Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Maine only have one area code. So when you pick up a phone in Vermont and you dial a number, it just connects you to someone else in Vermont. You don't actually have to dial an area code.
I did not know that.
Mind blown, right? 504. I'm sorry?
504.
Sorry? Can't hear you.
She's looking at wedding stuff.
Oh. No, I'm proclaiming that she didn't pick up the microphone.
No,
talk.
She didn't. No, I know that's what it is. But.
You got in trouble last
time. I said you can pick up the microphone and talk. You just can't rattle it in your hand.
It didn't.
No, you don't realize you are. It's like it's a...
Just, you're not gonna win. just drop it. just drop
just
it.
Mic stands. The 504. She keeps yelling. What is that? The Louisiana? You're not from the 504. You're from the 423.
I am.
From the 423.
Well, that's nothing. Nothing rolls off your tongue like 423.
423.
Eastern Tennessee.
Wish I had like an area code that could roll off my tongue, gangster. 781.
Yeah, you really know what gangster is. No, imagine the person being gangster by an Idaho area code.
Oh, I feel like in Compton, I'm sure it's worth some cred.
It's the Idaho
area. Priscilla, if you're out there, if you roll off your area code in Compton, is it do you get cred?
Yeah.
She's listening. Maybe. She might answer.
Idaho has one area code. They're the 208.
Ah.
Buy in the 208s. I get the potatoes.
Now, if you were to make up a number, it is an area code, and it would sound cool, what would it be? Just make one up. Three digits.
The 619.
The 224?
224? What is the 224?
No, I'm just making something up. I'm sure it's somewhere, but like, if you were to make up a couple numbers
area
and put it together, what would sound cool?
Where is the 224?
For an area code.
Oh, it's Northeastern Illinois.
Yeah, not cool, but so the number sounds good.
So I bet, which is phase, Jimmy Garoppolo has a cell phone that has a 224.
Oh, right. 517.
The 517 is, do you know what the 517 is?
No idea.
Let's find out.
No idea.
Michigan.
Yeah, we're picking horrible places.
Terrible places. What did I say, the 619?
I do like how 224 sounds, but it's not.
619 is San Diego. Well, it's not too bad.
Oh, what's the porn zip code? There's one area in California where they all film porn, and it's 8 something, because it's the rule of 8.
857
is mass. The rule of porn is you got to be at least 8 inches, live within 8 miles of here, and have an 8 something area code. I forget what it is.
Really?
It's like an unwritten,
is that
like
a hip-hop
notification.
Song?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember what it is. I was reading about it once.
Area codes. Who needs them? No. I like how you can call Canada with the same area code. Well, not that's the same, true. But like you just dial the same system, you know?
That is true.
All right, Mr. Mallet. Today, no. Do you have something we could play today?
Oh, we do, but I want to get into something first. I saw something the other day.
Deep into something.
Where, so Crazed Girls, the headline was Crazed Girls Flood Parkland School Shooter Nicholas Cruz with Fan Mail.
Oh, okay.
He's getting like naked photos and like stuff from girls all over the country, which only solidifies my theory that I've always thought: women are retarded.
Yes, that happened too with the fucking Boston bomber too.
Yeah,
I mean they made him look like a rock star, put him on the Rolling Stone. Yeah, you know what I mean?
See, us guys, we know that these women are already crazy, so we don't want any part of that. But women seem to love to gravitate towards assholes like this.
I think it's the hormonal guy. Drastic hormonal changes in a female body that cause them to be fucking lunatics.
The danger, like they like the danger bad boy that they can't get.
I just think sometimes in certain times of the month, when their hormones are raging, their lack of common sense dissolves. I mean,
we can go with that.
You have to admit that talking to most women about most things, it's like talking to a brick wall.
Yeah.
And unless it's about fashion or the Kardashians or entertainment, majority of women, it's basically like a blob of, silly putty, if you will.
Yes, a majority.
Yes.
A majority. Yes.
And every good man out there knows if you want to get your pickle wet, you just sit there, smile, and say yes, yes, and agree to everything. Because they don't know what they're saying. You don't know what they're saying. Just remember the one thing you have to remember. Sometimes you have to know. You always have to remember this one thing. If you don't remember this one thing, there is a good chance you're not getting laid. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people not know this answer. And almost be right there. It's the bottom of the knife.
Is it What's My Name?
What's My Name?
Yep, I failed that
have
test.
Have you ever? Once. Oh, I failed that test before, too.
I failed that test, too. I remember I was like 22, and I was at it's closed now. Rain.
Bennigan's?
Rain.
Oh, yeah.
And I met this girl there, and we had this great conversation. And I was like, oh, let's get together sometime. Give me your number. And she's like, I'll give you my number, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's my name? And I was like, I looked at her, I said, well played, and I walked away.
I
fucked that
up.
That's
failing a few times. What's your name? And then you have that, you can't hesitate, but you have to do that quick guess, and you got to go through your inventory real quick. I'm like, all right, what's your name?
Yeah.
Me and Joey didn't get allowed in the rain once. Apparently, you can't wear sneakers in rain.
Is that still there? It's something else now.
Me and him went, remember Joe, we went to rain that night? Yeah. They wouldn't let us in, and then we ended up going to where that Italian restaurant is on. Yeah, we haven't been at Kelly's, yeah. We went to an Italian restaurant, but it used to be a nightclub.
Yeah.
What the hell was it called? Maddie's? Remember Maddie's? Now it's some Italian restaurant. Victor's it's called now, right? You know, down the street. Right where Route 1 verges off near the old Minchie golf course?
Oh, right. Yeah, my dad. That was my dad's house, used to be literally right there.
Yeah.
When he was a kid. That was my dad's house.
So that place.
Like, that's just the
funny
part.
Me and Joe went there. We're the youngest person by 20 years.
Everything that goes in there fails.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a loan. It was like a bunch of shit. It was some weird stuff all the time. Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was that story. But, yes, remember the girl's name, guys, out there. If you're trying to get your pickle wet, remember. Just remember the name. That's all you got to remember. Because at the end of the night, because you don't even have to remember to wear a condom. Because most people won't, you know?
I did, though. I almost wanted to be like, but I remember what you did last weekend with Sarah.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't want to even do that because at that point I just failed. So
where they're from, too, you want to kind of remember sometimes, get an idea.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, they'll fuck you over.
They will. It could bite.
What's their name? Where they're from?
Yeah.
You know?
You got to throw a couple facts out there. Regurgitate a few things.
The key to remembering someone's name is, and I always forget people's names immediately when I meet them, is just say it three times in your head and rhyme it with something funny.
I like that.
You know?
That's pretty good.
Like Susie. Uzi Bananas. You know?
Susie. I'll put my beer in a koozie. That's
yeah,
what I
would say. Yeah, Susie, Uzi Discharge. That means if I don't use a condom, I might have an Uzi Discharge.
Uzi Discharge. You should get checked out if you got an Uzi Discharge, man. Whatever.
What? What's that look for? I remembered your name.
What's my birthday?
8/29.
Yeah, that would have been bad at this point, man. I was hoping you'd get it because if you didn't, there's a moment there.
It's Michael Jackson's birthday.
Is it?
She doesn't know when my birthday is.
Well, I remember my dad's birthday because it's the same birthday as Hitler.
Oh, well, that's good. 4/20?
So if I forget, I just say what was it?
So you know your dad's birthday is a week from Friday.
Yeah, I do.
Better give him a gift.
I'm going to send him a card.
Send him a card. Suze, when's my birthday?
July 19th.
Yeah, she's just fucking with us. Girls don't forget shit like that.
Sure.
Girls will forget. I'm convinced that girls don't forget anything. They choose to forget stuff.
Well, sometimes purposely. I'll pretend I don't remember something just to kind of troll them.
Here's the difference.
I've done that before. I'll troll.
Girls remember everything, but sometimes.
Selectively.
Yes. No. They remember everything. They only regurgitate selectively. Guys listen selectively. That's the difference.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
So girls remember everything they hear, but they only let you know an X amount of what. They only let you know 70% of what they know.
Yeah.
That they remember.
You're preaching the choir. I agree.
But guys only remember 30% of what they heard.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I could have a full-blown conversation with Susan half the time, and I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah, you'll just pick up words and like things that you know you have to regurgitate later, and then everything else gets filtered out.
Exactly.
This is exactly what happens.
Right? It's like, come on. You know?
Oh, man.
My mind can only work so fast, right?
It's true. The processing power slows down as you get older, too. It's like as we get older, you have these younger bucks, and their processor computer power is faster than ours, and we're just the obsolete model.
Yeah, we're like an iPhone that's been used. Like, we're like an iPhone 3 that has so much fucking memory on it that, like, it's just slowing down until it just dies. And we're going to die pretty soon. That's why guys die faster than women.
Yeah.
Because they get overloaded. They can't comprehend. I mean, I'll be lucky if I live till 50.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll pass then. What are you talking about?
I threw up this weekend.
I heard you. Yeah, you totally. You were up the pleasure master.
I lost 5 pounds.
That's bad, man. Not from throwing up, though.
No. Well, I don't know because it wasn't even bad. We started the night. We went to Push Card for some dinner. We met up with the Power
with
Hour.
Pleasure master.
Yeah, we had one beer there, one beer at his place. I had 2 beers in the garden and a beer afterwards. That's it. Then I had a beer before we left the house.
What did you eat that day, though?
I had a regular lunch. I didn't have lunch. We had pizza. But I had breakfast.
I had pizza. Okay.
But I wasn't even sick. I woke up in the morning. I was fine. I had a headache. Took something for it. And all of a sudden, I got nauseous on my ride to work. And I think I got car sick.
Oh, wow.
And then I got to work, threw up, felt better for the shift, dogged through it. And then on my way home, I threw up again in a plastic bag while I was driving. I never did that before. I actually put in the plastic bags around my ear. Like the little handles, and was driving. And
what were you drinking though? Were you mixing it up?
I just had beers and ciders. I wasn't really mixing anything up. I had a vodka drink in the middle of it, but you know what I think it was? I had a draft beer at the pizza place, and it tasted skunk as fuck. And I downed it, And I go, maybe it was bad. Maybe it was just fucking funky.
It was like soap from the glass and it wasn't clean.
It just tasted like it was a UFO, but it tasted like it was there for me from last year. It had a skunky, I shouldn't have drank it. I should have given it back. It tasted like shit. It literally was terrible. So I'm thinking maybe that was a little funky in there, a little bacteria or something like that.
That's possible.
And it sat there in the middle of the pizza and the grease and like other beers and shit and just kind of, you know, fucked with me. But I don't know.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, I throw up at least once a year. I feel. Some people.
I think you've already thrown up more than once a year this year.
I haven't thrown up yet in 2018.
Just did.
Yeah, no, I mean, before that.
Oh, before that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you've like had bathroom stuff where you've had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I've been explosive diarrhea, pissing out of my ass and whatnot. Yeah, but that's not throwing up. The last time I threw up prior to that was I threw up at work. One day I was really nauseous. I think it was in September, but that wasn't drinking related. I think I just had a bug.
Yeah, bug. Yeah, that'll happen.
Don't you feel like when you right before you throw up, you get really, really, really hot?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, when you throw up, you get, like, fucking cold. You get this chill.
Yeah.
You just want to go to bed.
I know when I... tries to reject throwing up. I'm not on the microphone. It will. Yeah, your body will reject trying to throw up. But I know when I... When I feel it, like, I have no quibs about, like, putting my finger down my throat. Like, if I feel it coming, I feel it coming, I'm not going to pace back and forth in front of the toilet for an hour before I finally throw up.
No, I agree. All right, we're back. All right, we're back. This is part two. Of episode 53. Yes. You guys are watching out there in Facebook land.
Good 20 minutes here we can do.
Yeah. Sorry if you are watching on, thank you, Zoo. Watching on YouTube, we discontinued that stream because for some reason that's crashed at this point. But, so sorry. It happens. What are you going to do?
It's been that kind of day, though, hasn't it, for all of us?
Yeah.
We've all had bad days.
We've had the case of the Mondays.
It's definitely case of the Mondays. Going through the motions kind of day.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible today. No. Absolutely. Everything about today sucks.
Yeah.
Including the fact that halfway through the show, well, 25 minutes into the show, it just decides to just shut off on us.
Well, mine started last night when I was getting ready for bed, and I was watching one of your Explorer videos, and it was the one
where... Naked?
No, I wasn't naked. I was in my boxers.
Oh.
But I was watching one of your videos where you're going over all your, the Wandering Explorer on YouTube.
The Wicked Explorer.
The Wicked Explorer.
Close, though.
And I'm watching the video where you're going over all your photos from the radio station and the evolution of it. And towards the end, I saw a lot of JR. And there's this one photo, he's kind of like posturing, has this look on his face, like, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
And that wasn't an image that I wanted to see 10 minutes before bedtime.
Yeah.
So I went to bed kind of angry. Right? And it wasn't a good... It set the prelude to the following day on my Monday.
Was that before I told you I was going to see? Oh, that was Sunday? You said you watched that?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay.
Last night. Yeah.
Because I told you he's coming up to town.
Yeah, you did. I saw that in text message and I had no response.
I invited him to the show, but apparently he has a gig that night.
Yeah, he's still cool. I bet his wife or whatever, if he's still with
that. He's not with that girl anymore, no.
Oh, so he's allowed now. So now because he's allowed, he can do it.
That's right. Yeah. So I invited him to the apartment to do the show, but he's got a gig that night, but we might see him sometime that week.
Good for him.
He was wondering, he called you a donkey dick. And he put... But that's not bad.
No, that's not a bad
thing. He referred to Eric as Dum Dum. He goes, when do you Dum Dum and Donkey Dick do his show?
Yeah.
Eric was a little upset. Not like anyone else would refer to as Dum Dum. Guess who's watching right now, by the way? Pledge Master himself.
Pledge Master Powers.
But he's naked right now. He's naked? He's at least in his underwear.
He's at least in his boxers or underwear.
He's in his underwear. He's laying there.
Maybe like a cut-off t-shirt, like a...
Maybe. Like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like it's been
warm. Tank top or something.
Yeah.
You know? I know he likes Kid Rocks, and I figure you got to go with that.
That was the creepiest picture I've seen today that Maddie sent. You see that? Kid Rock with a mustache?
Yeah, that was fun. That was like very pedo-ish.
Looks like a very... Was it last night?
I saw it this morning, too.
Yeah. He looks like a pedophile.
He does. Never trust anybody.
Where was Kid Rock? Was that a real picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a Photoshop or something like
Never trust anybody with a mustache like that, would you?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Of course not.
No, never.
Never trust anyone. Period.
But
What? Yeah, go ahead.
No, no, go. What, sorry.
I was going to ask if you wanted to do your game.
Oh, of course. I'd love to play some points to ponder.
Want to play
Let's have points to ponder.
Two. Ponder.
All right. I did one for Sue. She'll be out here by the time we're done.
Yeah, I think she's...
We will.
She's putting herself into something more comfortable, if you know what I mean.
So would you rather use someone else's toothbrush or walk around in their dirty underwear? The day. You know, for the day.
For the day. I'd rather... Okay, Tommy, get the hell out of here.
Be careful with that Red Bull. Yeah. I don't know if it's full, but...
Yeah, where is it? Oh, it's right there. I would rather walk around in someone's underwear for the day.
I would too.
Sue?
What's the question?
Would you rather walk around in someone's dirty underwear for the day or use their toothbrush?
Ill. Just think how dirty people's mouths are.
No, you just gotta. I am now. You can ask me questions and I'll tell you.
The bacteria and gingivitis in someone's mom.
But what if someone has crabs?
Yeah, think about the nasty.
But that's very unlikely.
Yeah.
Body feces.
I feel like there's more shit that could be going on in the mouth than in the underwear.
I agree.
I'm going underwear.
And your mouth is something you put food in. Your dick is just something that hangs there. And your asshole is an ejection anyway. So you just add into the toxic waste.
Well, dirty of underwear.
Just like there's no skid marks or anything. You don't know who wore it, but it at least looks visually.
I wear Susie's
clean, but
dirty underwear. All the time.
It is someone's dirty underwear.
When she's away,
dirty
when she's
underwear.
When she's sleeping at night, I prance around in her dirty underwear.
I caught him walking around with my underwear.
Do you like rub your nipples in the process?
I do. I play Goodbye Horses in the background, and I say, "Wanna fuck me?
I'd fuck me."
You put the lotion on the basket.
Would you rather pole dance naked for your parents or watch a video of them having sex? All right, here's the thing. All right, if they don't know, I'm gonna watch the video. I'd rather watch the video because why make it awkward for all of us at once, right? But if they know I'm watching the video, I think I'd rather pole dance.
Yeah. No.
I'd pole dance for my mama.
Naked. Artie?
She's probably already done that. She's from Tennessee.
And there's a possibility.
It was a family
you
reunion.
Set it on me.
It was entertainment for the family reunion.
Artie?
I'd watch the video.
This video?
Yeah. Ugh.
Joey, he's going video. Yeah,
we don't want to do
like
that.
Like I said, but what if you had to watch it with them? Regardless, with them
have
or
have a watch
them?
It with them?
Yeah, you had to watch it with them.
That's fine.
You still rather watch
I'd rather
it with
watch
them?
The video. Yeah. Yeah. I could sit there.
All right.
I would just have a lot to drink prior to that. Nothing's good. Nothing ever good going to come up. Because at least if you watch the video, it's like, oh, shit. Caught ya. But if you pole dancing, that's a story right there. You're never going to forget, you know? It's embedded into your mind.
Do you get tipped while you pole dancing?
Ooh, yeah. That's a good question. No, you do not. Maybe your next birthday, or if it's closer to Christmas, you get a very...
If you're lucky, you'll get the
better,
tip.
You get a better, you know, better check.
See how it goes.
Yeah. All right, would you...
Get this legal fucking pad to get over there like you're a lawyer.
Well, you know, I didn't expect to get handed... When I forgot my homework that I was doing, I didn't think I would get handed a...
Fucking
like a
look at
my jeans. Oh,
you're defending me. And what happened?
I look like a vampire bite from Tommy or Nola, but it adds character.
Jesus,
when they jump,
yeah, probably
animals.
That's okay. It adds character. That's in now. You know, it's just so you know, I got to throw some timid ones in here too. We got to mix it up because you don't know ever what's coming here. So, would you rather wrestle naked in a pool of Jell-O or chocolate pudding?
Chocolate pudding, of course, because I like it tastier.
Yeah, I'm going to chocolate pudding.
It's a lot slipperier.
If I had Jell-O pudding, I might get my bearings off and slip and crack my head on something.
No, Jell-O you would. Jell-O's a lot more lubed up than chocolate pudding.
It is. That's why, I wouldn't want Jell-O. I'd want chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding will give you some traction.
I think if you fall, though, then it'd go right through that chocolate pudding and hit the ground.
The only problem with the chocolate pudding is, because I'll start eating it if I'm wrestling it, is that if for some reason there is a wet fart that happened to occur, or someone actually shit themselves during it, it's hard to... How to tell the difference between the pudding and the poop?
But though they're both made by the Jell-O.
Look at the giggles.
Oh, the thing with the Jell-O.
Sometimes the girls won't go back to your room warningly, so you have to put a little piddly pill in the Jell-O.
What's the What flavor is the Jell-O?
Ooh. We're going to go with cherry.
Yeah, I was thinking.
How many flavors of Jell-O? There's like four.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
There's cherry, lime, raspberry, and strawberry.
Oh, strawberry?
Maybe orange.
Oh, yeah.
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 Strawberry.
Yeah, maybe five flavors of Jell-O. There's only one flavor of chocolate pudding. Chocolate.
Well, there could be two.
Of chocolate pudding?
Yeah, it could be like a, isn't it like a
what's
tapioca?
What's the other flavor of chocolate pudding?
No.
Poopy pudding.
Poopy pudding.
Where's a poopy pudding?
I might do Jell-O.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby's here.
Hey, everybody.
Bill, do you ever put a poopy pudding on someone's chest?
No, but I like the cream and the steam. I like a little bit of poop and a plop and the dipping and the bopping.
I love looking at my poop and seeing corn in it.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And I congratulate it. I congratulate it for big.
Do you ever wonder how it got in there?
No, I know how it got there.
Corn?
Well, yeah, I have to go back. Oh, I remember those, know those fucking noodle or noodles things?
Like, what the hell did I eat that corn in
it? It's those 79-cent soups you get, right? You just put the hot water in there and it has the vegetables in there.
Oh, the ramen noodles?
Yeah.
I'm talking ramen?
Well, yeah, I guess they're ramen. But the corn and like the vegetables in there are so preserved they don't have to digest.
Mm.
So one time I had like one of those and I took a shit and I seen corn and like peas in it. Like I couldn't remember eating corns and peas and it dawned on me. It was one of those fucking soups.
Or as you got really hammered the night before. It's a possibility too.
When stuck a corn cob in my ass?
Oh, you ate something that was corn and you just don't remember because you drank.
Sue, what you saying?
Jell-O.
Rougher than a corn cob.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going the long way.
Yeah, she did.
You're riding on a bumpy road. Just remember, it's rougher than a corn cob.
Whatever that means. That's what they say at the strip club when she's dancing the pole.
That sounds kind of hot. I don't know why.
At the you know, some flickerage.
All right. Would you rather accidentally send dirty texts to your boss or a sexy voicemail to your mom?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, same. Yeah. That's my place of employment. That's
yeah.
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 You know.
Yeah.
I did one day send my coworker a text that was supposed to be for Artie, and it went to her.
Well, he did that to me once, actually, and I have it saved to break home.
You know,
a group text.
No, it was just to me. Worse.
No, it was in a group text.
No, it was to me.
Was I did it to you, too?
Yeah, you sent one just to me once.
He did it once in a group text, too.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, Joe's right. It could be a court case if you send a sexy text message to a coworker.
Yeah. Or it could be very beneficial.
Next thing you know, next thing you're like Maddie and getting sprayed with breast milk.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I've heard that story.
Yeah, it's hot. All right. I think we all should be sprayed with breast milk.
Would you rather have sex with a dead body, but it's the hottest girl you've ever seen and it's still fresh and warm, yep, or the ugliest girl, smelly, but alive?
Dead body. Hands down. You know why? Because most girls I have sex with anyways are like dead fish. In there, so it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be much of a difference right there. A smelly girl on the other hand would take me out of it. I once turned down a girl because the BO smell was horrific.
I can see that.
It was like a humid summer day.
Yeah.
And like she was wearing a tank top and we're like, I think I met her on MySpace. And we went down like Revere Beach to meet and stuff like that. We started like hanging out and like, did she not wear deodorant? That's why I kept.
Yeah, if you know you're gonna have a day like that or possibility of that happening, why wouldn't you freshen up?
She reeked. We're just like chilling on the wall at Kelly's. She reeked of cheap wine and BO. She smelled like a circus person.
A Connie. Circus folk. No magic.
I've seen goats and wild animal down in Florida that smell better than that.
Wow, and it's Florida. So that definitely means
like
something.
The BO smells horrific. It's like Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, everyone knows that smell. You can almost taste it.
Yeah.
The BO is, like, come on.
Yeah.
Or the Italian sub.
Italian subs always smell like BO.
Like, I remember growing up with, like, fucking kids that, like, going through puberty too fast and shit, and they didn't know where deodorant.
Yeah.
And they would just, and it would be, like, a humid day. And they'd just be reeking of Italian sub.
They'd be told the hard way.
Yeah, like someone's going to fucking spray these kids down. You know what I mean?
Sue's dead body, the hottest guy you've ever seen that's freshly and warm. Or ugliest guy, smelly.
Dead body.
Yeah, I'm going dead body too.
Dead body.
I'm going dead body.
Just for the point I just made about disgusting BO when you could taste it. Because if their armpits smell that bad, what do you think their undercarriage smells like?
Oh, God.
Yeah, put it that way. Once you drop the drawers, you can smell it a mile away.
And if they have, like, tons of flaps and folds and stuff, it's like M&M's and food hiding under all that.
Fucking belly button cheese.
M&M's.
If I found fucking M&M's in a crevice of a woman, I would start... I wouldn't start questioning her. I'd start questioning myself. Can you imagine? Like, don't get me wrong. I find, like, I'll go to the movies and I'll find popcorn, like, in my shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
that happens.
Here's a fucking funny story for you. I was chowing down on Raisinets about a week and a half ago, like an animal at work. And I must have dropped, I always drop food when I eat. If you ever see me eat, I eat like an animal. One had actually jumped into my shirt and had rusted somewhere in my belly and my pectorals. So then when I went to go take my sweater off later on that night, there was, like, melted chalk. I thought it was poop, like, on my shirt. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. So I do what anyone else does who thinks it's poop. I sniff it and lick it, and it was chocolate. And then I started wondering, how did chocolate get between my sweater and my T-shirt? And then I realized I was eating like an animal, and I must have just dropped one down my shirt, and it kind of rolled down and kind of got stuck there and got hot and melted and stuff, you know? Yeah. I mean, poop couldn't get that high.
No, no way.
I mean, poop could
travel.
Be pretty,
that'd be a talent if you could. So, I mean, I don't know.
I was thinking to myself, maybe one of the dogs pooped in my sweater, like, I didn't know. But I would have smelt it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It tasted delicious.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, like, something as horrifically looking as melted chocolate that could look like poop could taste so good. You know, but that's just a side note. No one should ever do that.
It's true.
You shouldn't taste if something's poop or not. You should just make an educated guess.
No, you shouldn't. No, maybe give a sniff test.
Yeah. Most people would taste it if they think it's poop.
You can give a sniff test. That's the most you should ever give is a sniff test.
Yeah, but he's not going to be able to sniff his chest.
Oh no, I had the shirt off and I was, I gave it a lick.
Before sniffing it?
Yeah.
So you see me elbow deep in my nose, driving down the street. I mean, I'm not afraid to put I'm not afraid to put anything in my mouth.
Oh, put that on a T-shirt.
I've looked. Yeah, no, I wouldn't sleep in a hotel.
No,
bed.
Just don't sleep on the, on the sheet, the bedspread.
Yeah,
yeah, never sleep on the bedspread.
I do some wild things, and there's other things that people question in mind. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah.
Right. Like, I won't walk barefoot in a hotel room.
No, I don't either.
No,
I don't either. No, that's a good call.
But
I actually won't do that either.
I would eat a hot dog at a strip club.
Yeah, because at least you can't see. I get it. You don't see where it's prepared, so out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's how I feel about
it.
That's not
the way I'm thinking about it.
I wouldn't want to, but if I've had to choose, that's a good point to ponder. I would definitely pick the hot dog.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't throw the hot dog down the hallway, right, guys? Yeah.
Oh. And lastly, Suze, this one's directed at you because I feel like guys, we would have no problem answering this question, but I feel like women are more insecure about this kind of stuff. So would you rather have your significant other laugh uncontrollably whenever he saw you naked or cry constantly?
Imagine making love to someone and they just cry.
Or laugh. Like, what's worse? What's worse? If already laughed at you when he saw you naked or cried uncontrollably?
Every time I have relations with Susan, she laughs. I don't know if it's because I'm tickling her or if she's laughing at my membership.
But what would be more demoralizing? What would hurt you more if he laughed so hard or he cried uncontrollably?
I think cry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Number one, that would just turn me off. Number two, if he's laughing, I'm probably, for whatever reason, going to start laughing as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good choice. I think I'd probably go with cry too.
Yeah, crying's worse. No one wants to cry.
No one wants to cry.
Yeah.
It makes the situation awkward. It does. Yeah. No one's dying.
But then again, it's very distracting when someone's laughing.
Both aren't good.
You know?
Well, let's just say both aren't good.
No. You shouldn't be having sex. You shouldn't continue having sex if someone's crying.
But if I strip naked and you start crying,
I mean, if you start having sex with someone and they start crying, that should be a red flag to stop.
No, but regardless, no, even before sex, even just stripping naked. Yeah. If I strip naked, you start laughing, that's freaking demoral. If I strip naked, you start laughing, it's both of them aren't good. But if I had to pick one, yeah, I think crying is worse. Definitely. They're both going to hurt your self-esteem, but...
I guess so. naked cooking, when you strip naked.
Oh, yeah. Naked. Well, no, there's sometimes, you know, wearing boxers and stuff.
Yeah, when you're cooking fried food. Sometimes.
Yeah,
so the oil doesn't pop.
Yeah, we stuffed shells this weekend. It was great.
God, nothing's more. All right, nothing wants to make me throw up more than the fact that you cooking naked and it's stuffed shells.
Well, it's not just me. It's like a whole crowd. We had like I think it was about 7 people.
There. Are you fucking?
There's an odd man out.
Kidding me?
There's an odd man out this time.
I don't believe this shit. You could convince 5 other people to come to your house and get naked and cook.
Yeah.
Where do you meet these people on fucking Craigslist?
Yeah.
Do you really? I don't fucking believe it, but I kind of do. Do you believe this shit, Seuss? You so strangers?
No, I know. Then we hung out, and you know, to make sure you're comfortable with them.
Yes.
You don't just dive right in. Come over and
you guys,
get naked.
So you like? Do you guys like switch? Are you swingers?
No, there's no sex involved.
There's no sex.
No sex.
Just cook food naked. Do you eat it naked?
And we
too?
Talk. Well, I mean, you gotta have seat covers because you don't want them sitting on your shit naked.
Did you invite them over to your house?
Yeah.
You invite 5 fucking random strangers you met on Craigslist to go cook naked at your house.
They're not random anymore.
But I've never been to your house.
I've invited you over. You're like, I'm a little weird about coming over.
You've never invited me over in 7 years.
I invited you and Eric over for a Super Bowl party, and I invited...
Okay, a Super Bowl party. That was not living in this area.
And I said, maybe we should do the show just one night at my house just for shits and giggles because I think it'd be good. And you were like, I don't know. I feel weird about being over there. I don't know. Nigga cooking going on. Apparently you have a southern accent and some weird kind of accent
expect me to strip down to my fucking birthday suit if I come over because I'm gonna be cooking with the crinks.
All right then.
So what's the post you put on Craigslist looking for people to cook naked?
The post is, let me think,
how is this even possible? Mine is blown right now.
We've talked about this before.
Just think about that, Joey, when you were eating the meatballs.
No. When you bring food over to other people's place, that's irresponsible. No, you don't do that.
You like Kramer.
This is for a special night occasion.
When Kramer was cleaning the vegetables in the shower in that episode, he got the garbage disposal installed in his shower so he can bathe while he cooks.
Yeah, no. I don't watch that. I'm a Seinfeld guy.
And so you sit there, you eat. Then what happens after you're done eating?
Well, then you got to do dishes and clean up, and the night's over.
Then they leave?
Yeah.
Do they get naked when they come to the house, or are they naked when they get to the house?
No, you can't walk in naked. That'd be exposure. No, you gotta come in, and the blinds are down. No one can see in. Everything's great.
I can't fucking believe this. I want to know. I need to know,
maybe I'm telling the truth. Maybe I'm not.
Are they couples? Are they just randoms?
Who knows? Am I telling the truth? Am I not?
Are they mostly couples?
One of them is. There is a couple there. They're really cool. Brian and Kristen. They're really cool. Won't say last names.
No, I encourage you not to. And then who's the random? The dudes? Guys? I mean.
No, and then there's a couple other people there, too. Two more women.
And they're into this stuff?
Yeah. Pretty sick naked. Actually, 3 more women. One of them questionable.
So how do you fit 6 people in your kitchen?
I've had actually a pretty big kitchen.
So is everyone participating in the cooking, or are you just cooking?
Yeah, there's people that are cutting vegetables.
Okay.
And then there's people that are cooking pasta. And then you have people that are doing some of the mixing and stuff. Yeah. And then everyone's hanging out, talking, and having drinks.
Interesting.
Yeah. But there's no sex involved whatsoever.
There's no sex.
No sex.
Are people walking around chubby?
What do you mean chubby?
Like have a chubby on?
No. I don't know. I don't really look. It's just, it's all about, Artie, it's all about just feeling the world around you. That's what it's about. And just, you know, letting it fly. Who cares?
I guess it helps.
We were born this way.
I guess it helps when the oven's on, though. It makes it feel a little warmer.
Well, I don't pay for heat anyway, so that temperature's jacked up to 80.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Your friend Priscilla is chiming in, by the way. She said, good one, Adam. God, this is the first she's probably hearing about naked cooking.
Oh, no. I talk to Priscilla about naked cooking all the time. Priscilla, I've talked to you about naked cooking. It's great.
Naked cooking.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about maybe like videotaping it?
No, you can't videotape things
so
like that. I thought about having forms.
Yeah.
You know, so to have people sign.
Like a reality show.
Yeah. So that way, like, there's no lawsuits.
You could send in, like, a film crew, and you could get a videotape you guys cooking naked. I bet someone would watch that shit.
With like blurs, like kind of like Naked and Afraid.
Well, yeah, you blur out the right? You know, the jiggly bigglies, and then if the people don't want their face on, you don't have to put their face on, and you can, you know, and then it's just, you know, it's a cooking show.
It is. It is a cooking show. It could be on the Food Network.
Aren't you afraid you're going to lose a penis in an industrial accent?
No, you don't cook fried stuff.
No.
You know, you got to
keep the knives in a safe distance.
Exactly,
right?
Sir.
Nice. I can't picture jugs and, oh, God. I've never in my life, even when I was by myself, ever prepared a meal naked.
Wait, really?
No.
You know when you live by yourself? Oh, what about, okay, at least just in your boxers, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm like, even like a pair of shorts. I don't think I've ever walked into my kitchen with just boxers on in my life.
Really? Even, no one's
regardless
around.
Of who's around. Yeah.
I mean, there's people around. I mean, that's one thing, but.
I mean, there's a few things I don't like, you know, like to mix is my naked bodies and my food. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I would like, to, I know it's probably not possible, but I'd like to be a fly in a wall when this went down someday just to observe.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm sorry.
I can't guarantee I want to participate or anything like that, but I wouldn't mind just being a fly in the wall.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to Naked Cooking?
No, definitely not.
Jesus.
I can't. She can't be invited.
You invite the dogs?
I can't.
How about Joey?
Joey can come.
What if Joey brings a girl? Joey, you're invited.
Yeah, be right. Joey.
You're invited. You're invited to Naked Joey.
Invited to Naked Cooking.
Sign up now. What nights do you usually do something? Like a Saturday night?
Oh, it varies, you see. It varies. It all depends on, you know, when we can all get together.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, you guys in a forum or something like this? Is this a Facebook group for this stuff?
Oh, it's very private, yes.
Yeah.
It's not through Facebook. It's through group email. Yeah. Don't do things on Facebook anymore. No. That information will get stolen.
That's true. Everyone know about your secret life.
Your analytics. Yeah,
you don't need that.
Was it really a big mystery that Facebook was stealing data, though?
I mean, come on.
You saw how bad it was when it's like you could log on, there'd be advertisements that were ridiculously geared to you that would take photos
of things. Like, for example, for the longest time, Pledge Master taking a picture of like that Linfield.
I remember that.
Thing, and it was like a terrible picture. It was like no left turn, but there was a left arrow or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kept popping up as like the advertisement picture for that area. And he goes, well, that's really bad. They're using my picture to advertise. And then we dawned on us. We're like, no, they're actually just using your picture to advertise.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, they are.
So they get your data and shit like that. But
everything has ears.
I got to say that, Facebook is basically, whatever you put on Facebook, it's for everyone to look at.
Well, anything around it. I mean, I'm even convinced Alexa over there is always listening. Oh, we know she listening. Is. Like, there have been times, I remember I was talking to my buddy Sean, we were talking about the Sopranos. This was recently. I hadn't looked up anything on my phone or anywhere in my own apartment regarding the Sopranos. And what happens? I pull up my phone, I'm just looking through news stories, and all of a sudden, just a top feed. Oh, Sopranos is coming back with a prequel on HBO.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What interesting. You know?
Are they really, though?
Yeah, they are.
So we're going to find out what happened to Tony?
Well, no, it's going to be a prequel to prequel, his father. Said, gotten. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be like a movie, actually.
And then, you know, that means they're going to do the
I love the Sopranos.
You know, at the end, too. We're going to find out what happened to Tony after all.
That's a black.
Well, he's probably going to be dead since he died in real life.
No, he did. Oh, yeah, sure. He did die in real
life. So it might just be convenient to write him off.
That's true.
Since we don't know what happened, but I mean, we can just make an assumption that maybe he did die. And in that case, you don't have to try to get a guy that looks like Tony Soprano.
James Gandolfini. You know?
James Gandolfini died of a heart attack in Italy. All places. On a trip of his son.
That is sad. That's really sad.
I always find it would be very, very difficult to die overseas, to have to transport a body over, you know what I mean?
Especially someone as fat as him.
Yes. The cost of shipping would be astronomical.
And the weight of the plane. I take that into account.
You know.
Oh, on that note.
What the hell is this? You see this picture?
What is it?
It's a naked woman praying in church.
I don't think she's naked.
Yeah, well,
she's,
yeah.
I see it looks like there's a top
there. She's got a little bra on. Maybe a nipple hanging out.
She's lying.
Ugh. But, so what time is it? It's like half hour. All right, we got about an hour here.
We definitely
in this show. Despite the, we had a little technical difficulty, so if you listen to the show and it sounds a little crazy, the reason is why is because halfway through the show, my lovely computer decided it was just going to shut off. So, you know, this is an amazing picture. I'm watching this video right now of this car that just decided it was going to stop in the middle of a highway on an icy road, and trucks just jammed their brakes and just started sliding out of control. It was fascinating how people just don't know how to drive. There was a guy today on the expressway just stopped while he was driving in the middle of the fucking freeway in rush hour. Just stopped. For no reason. People suck. hate people driving. I just want to live in a cave.
That'd be awesome.
I want to start doing these videos like Al Qaeda videos. We'll be like in a
Unabomber.
Yeah, we'll be like just in a cave somewhere. I'm not shaving for fucking weeks.
Where's Adi?
Yeah, where's Adi? Not to be found. Well, the good thing about today being Monday is that, I mean, tomorrow's Tuesday. So we're 4 days closer to the weekend.
It's not close enough. It never is.
Closer than we are today. And at least you don't have the Mondays, you know, so.
The Mondays.
I can get through. Once you get through Tuesday, at about 12 o'clock on Wednesday is when I see the light at the end of the
tunnel. Yeah, that's why I start hitting my stride.
Yeah. 12 o'clock on Wednesday, after lunch, you get back to the desk, and you sit there, and you're like, all right.
Oh,
I'm halfway through this fucking shit. Bom, bom.
Have you seen the video for that song? There is a video for that
song.
Is
there really?
It's the most awkward video to watch.
I can only imagine.
It's an awkward music video.
I'm uncomfortable thinking about it.
Yeah.
But you plugging anything, my good man?
No, just the usual stuff. Tune into the whirlwindreports.com. Follow on Twitter, thepacky.com. All the usual ties and binds. And
nice.
A lot of
nice
fun stuff. And the Wicked Explorer.
The Wicked Explorer.
Go to the Wicked Explorer. Check it out on YouTube.
You get to check it out. Check me out on Wednesday night. This Wednesday, April 11th at Bear Works on Canal Street near the Boston Garden. We'll be doing a show there. So pop in. It's 8 o'clock. Open sign mic. You can see the thing. It's called the Crafted Comedy at Bear Works Canal Street. 8 o'clock through 10 o'clock. The Celtics are playing that game that day, too, in the Garden. So you can pop in before or after. Come and laugh for free. It's absolutely free. And if you're a comic, sign up early or you can sign up there. So that's all I'm plugging in the pack, of course. Wicked Explorers and all that fun shit. But you all have a wonderful week. And we will see you next Monday. And I'm probably going to be pretty fucking hammered because it's Patriots Day.
Oh, that's right.
And me and Sue are going out to the game, taking the day off from work. So it's going to be a very, very special, intoxicated episode of the Odd84 Show with the Adam the Mallet.
You're not going to hang out with Pledge Master and get in a fight again, are you?
No, that wasn't during Patriots.
Oh, that was a Patriots game, Patriots Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a different story. It wasn't with Powers. It was one of his douchebag friends.
That was a very animated group text that day.
Yeah, this guy was a douche. I'll leave it at that. Also, if you listen to us on iTunes right now, please, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe or leave a comment with a little thumbs up and, five stars. We'd appreciate that. If you're watching us on YouTube, please leave a comment and give us a thumbs up. And please subscribe if you haven't already, because subscribing guarantees you the ability to see these episodes right when they come out. So it's only good for you. And if it's good for you, and this, I gotta say, the show is not that crappy. There's a lot of shittiest shows out there that people like. So if you like those shitty shows, there should be no reason you don't like this show. So, some good advertising right there.
I agree.
And we'll leave it at that. Everyone have a wonderful week, and we'll see you later. Toodaloo, motherfuckers. Bye-bye.